This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping are finished with their California summit. If there was a breakthrough, it wasn't cybersecurity or trade. It was on fighting climate change. The two countries agreed to phase out the use of harmful hydrofluorocarbons. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, are mostly used in automobile air conditioners, something the car cultures of the U.S. and now China have in droves. HFCs are also hundreds to thousands times more potent greenhouse gases than carbon dioxide. Durwood Zelke, president of the Institute for Governance and Sustainable Development, says the agreement by the world's two largest emitters of these gases to phase them out is significant.
Reducing the HFCs can provide the single biggest and fastest piece of climate mitigation available to the world through 2020.
That's when he hopes the new UN climate treaty will go into effect. Zelke says this new agreement, which could start as early as October, will cut global emissions by the equivalent of 100 billion tons of carbon dioxide. That's more than 10 times what the Kyoto Protocol has cut since it was implemented 8 years ago. And phasing out HFCs, says Zelke, will be cheap. Low-cost alternatives have already been developed. Good news for the world's two largest polluters. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.